Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Happy to be joined in studio at the E&B Granite Studios out at the Centene Community Ice Center. We've got Zach Bolduc, Blues forward, joining us right now. Zach, we appreciate the time, man. Congratulations for getting through first season here with the St. Louis Blues. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you. So let's start with the obvious. What was your first experience like getting a taste of the NHL life?
It was pretty crazy, I could say. I mean, if I think about my first game, I mean, I was pretty excited, stressful day, but yeah, I mean, I think I got better through the games we're going on, and feeling more comfortable too, and had a great opportunity at the end of the season to play with Tomer and Shannon, so just happy, yeah.
That feels like it was forever ago, doesn't it? That first game for you, because, I mean, back in February, I guess it was, and of course it was against your former coach in juniors hockey, Patrick Waugh. So from your perspective, Zach, from that first game in the NHL till now, where do you think your game took steps?
I mean, I think for sure I get a lot more comfortable on the ice and confident. I think when you get in a new league, it's always like you got to adjust a bit and trying to adjust to the new level, and mm-hmm. I think that's what I went through the 15 first game, and I think in the last 10 or 15 last game I get more comfortable, and I think I can I brought a bit more my game into the NHL.
I talked to you a couple of weeks ago for our pregame show, and I just talked about the speed of the AHL versus the NHL, and you mentioned how AHL, and it's not supposed to be meant negative, but there's a lot more chaos in the AHL to where it felt like there was more structure, and that's got to play well for somebody who emphasizes their ability to shoot the puck, to have more structure in their game.
Yeah, exactly. I think the one thing that I really realized on that first game was like everyone was at the right place. Like you have that puck, and you know like that demon's gonna be there, or that winger, or that center. So, yeah, I think the game it's different than the AHL. I think, like you said, a bit more chaos in the AHL. But I mean, it's you go there and you try to learn too. And I mean, if you can produce and help your team to win some games in the AHL, I think you're going to find your way in the NHL.
You had that opportunity to play with Tomer and Shin at the end of the season. What was that experience like for you to play with Robert Thomas especially? There's some data out there that's available publicly that says he's going up against some of the toughest matchups in the NHL. So you were a part of that with him. What was that experience like for you?
It was a great experience. I mean, I think I did well too, and these guys are amazing players. I mean, there's so much talent, and it's so easy to play with them. Like I just said, they're always at the right place, and they talk a lot on the ice. So, you know, when you got time, when you got pressure, and for me, it was just find the open space to try to shoot the puck. And I think Shinner and Tomer are both really good playmakers. So, yeah, I think kind of built a little chemistry through those last game, and yeah, I think really, really happy of the opportunity that I had.
Is that a mindset, Zach, for you to, because once you get to the NHL level, you're playing with all of these veterans, and it's like, okay, I need to shoot the puck, but I also don't want to put my team in a bad spot. Is that a mindset that you have to work yourself through of like, okay, hey, I get the opportunity, I need to shoot this puck?
Yeah, like I said, I think that those 10-15 game, you get more comfortable,
yeah,
and confident, and trying to kind of realize that these guys are your teammate, and like they want you to use your strength. And so I think in the, like I said, in the first month probably that I was here, I was trying to looking for passes and everything to the older guy, but I think at the end I was pretty comfortable, and I knew what I want to bring to that team, and I'm a guy who can skate. I'm a guy who can shoot. So that's the thing that I want to do, yeah.
And some of those shot selections that you had, they weren't, like, from the outside. I mean, I specifically remember, I think it was that Anaheim Ducks game, to where you had the puck in front of the net and you made the deke move and went to it. Is that an area that you're comfortable going to the front of the net in that gritty area?
Man, I mean, I think it's a area you got to go if you want to score goals in the NHL. I think you won't always score some one-timers goal from the top circle. Or so you got to... You got to find some ways to produce and score some goals. And I think, like you said, in front of the net, it's a good area.
What did you learn about yourself, whether it was on the ice or off the ice, in your first experience in the NHL?
On the ice, I think I realized that I'm a pretty good skater when I'm using my skating. And I think I can be like a good guy on the forecheck to kind of recover that puck. And off the ice, I mean, just watch the pros every day, like the way they prepare themselves, the way they take care of their body. And I mean, I'm, like I said, every time I was going on the ice, I just want to learn from the older guy and try to get better.
How important is that, Zach? Because I remember talking to Patrick Waugh when he was here with the Islanders, and he said the one thing about your game was you were always in his office talking about, like, hey, how do I take my game to the next level? What do I need to work on? What do I need to watch? How has that changed for you at the NHL level in terms of, do you have more access to film that you can look at? Do you have more access to different training methods that you can go through?
Yeah, like you said, I've done a lot of video with Patrick back in the junior, and we had like probably once a week a meeting or just video of finding ways to get my game better. And I mean, I love watching my game. I love watching NHL. I try to learn from everyone around the league and get better. And I think, yeah, I mean, we have access to game in the junior too. So
yeah,
this is one thing that I've done, and I'm gonna still doing it. Yeah.
Who are some of the guys that you enjoy watching the most? Maybe not necessarily to emulate your game after them, but the guys that you just like watching in the NHL right now.
Well, a guy like McDavid's for sure. He's doing a lot of highlights and everything.
Sure.
But also a guy like MacKinnon. I mean, I think he's a little bit like McDavid, but like I feel he's more powerful and physical into his game. So I think these are two guys that I really love watching. And like I said, they do a lot of highlights, and it's pretty nice to watch.
So we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and Zach, you're going to go back to Springfield for the last couple of games and then wrap up the season. So take us through, what does off-season mode look like for Zach Bolduc? Because I would imagine this is a new territory for you compared to what it was last year of going in juniors and then the Memorial Cup and then all of the tournaments you played in.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a longer summer for sure for me. So I'm just trying to probably get a bit of rest I'm going in Springfield for two games, but yeah, after that I'll probably get a bit of rest. And I'm trying to skate once or two times a week during the summer, and for sure train in the gym. Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that you're going to be trying to do with your game this off season to bring that with you next season? Anything that you're going to be specifically working to improve on?
I think one thing is probably my strength off the ice and my puck protection. I mean, I think if you can like protect the puck and hold on the puck a bit more in the NHL, I think good thing can happen to you. So I think this will be my focus. And for sure, you always want to get better at shooting, skating, or even watching games or watching players. So these are my plans for this summer.
Now the important part: you got a lot of TV shows and movies in the queue that you need to watch in the off season to catch up with.
Honestly, I'm not watching a lot of TV during the summer. I try to enjoy the weather and the friends and the family. So, I think I've done a lot of watching during the season. So I'll try to enjoy the weather and the outside during the summer.
You've got a LeBron shirt on, though. Yeah. Are you a big NBA guy?
No, I'm not. I'm just love the T-shirt.
Big T-shirt guy. That's fine. Hey, I got a T-shirt of Willie Nelson. I don't listen to Willie Nelson, but I think it's a great-looking T-shirt.
I respect it. I wasn't sure if you were a big LeBron guy and maybe you're going to be paying attention to the postseason. I get it, man. Zach, hey, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on your rookie season coming to an end. We are certainly looking forward to seeing you next year as you continue to progress in the NHL. Thanks for taking the time today. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Got it. And Zach Bolduc, Blues forward. Appreciate him hopping on with us today. We'll